Welcome to the Japanescope podcast, where we present translations of interesting Japanese texts we've found across the internet in the original Japanese, translated into English to help you with your language studies. We're taking a look at a story called Chi-chan no kage okuri, which translates as Chi's shadow game. This story was written by Kimiko Anma. Now today we're just doing an abridged version of that. I first came across this story when I was reading to my son, doing his Japanese reading for his Japanese school. Now this story is part of the textbooks that are used across Japan, the national curriculum, for students in grade 3. And the thing that first struck me about this story is, I guess, how fairly dark it is, quite tragic, beautiful but quite tragic. It is a story about World War II time in Japan and some of the travails that people had to face. And yeah, I guess it really shocked me when I saw just how deep the Japanese curriculum was going with students that were at a grade 3 level. So we'll start with the reading in the original Japanese, and then we'll do the English translation.
Kageokuri って遊びをちいちゃんに教えてくれたのはお父さんでした。出征する前の日、お父さんはちいちゃん、お兄ちゃん、お母さんを連れて先祖の墓参りに行きました。その帰り道、青い空を見上げたお父さんがつぶやきました。Kageokuriのよくできそうな空だな。え、Kageokuriとお兄ちゃんが聞き返しました。影送りって何とちいちゃんも尋ねました。とを数える間、影帽子をじっと見つめるのさ。とと言ったら空を見上げる。すると影帽子がそっくり空に映って見えるとお父さんが説明しました。父さんや母さんが子供の時によく遊んだものさ。ねえ、今みんなでやってみましょうよとお母さんが横から言いました。ちいちゃん とお兄ちゃんを中にして4人は手をつなぎました。そしてみんなで影帽子に目を落としました。まばたきしちゃダメよとお母さんが注意しました。まばたきしないよ、ちいちゃんとお兄ちゃんが約束しました。一つ、二つ、三つとお父さんが数え出しました。四つ、五つ、六つとお母さんの声も重なりました。七つ、八つ、九つとちいちゃんとお兄ちゃんも一緒に数え出しました。と目の上と一緒に白い4つの影帽子がスーッと空に上がりました。すごいとお兄ちゃんが言いました。すごいとちいちゃんも言いました。今日の記念写真だなとお父さんが言いました。次の日、お父さんは白いタスキを肩から斜めにかけ、日の丸の旗に送られて列車に乗りました。体の弱いお父さんまで戦に行かなければならないなんて、お母さんがポツンと言ったのがちいちゃんの耳には聞こえました。ちいちゃんとお兄ちゃんは影送りをして遊ぶようになりました。夏の初めのある夜、空襲警報のサイレンでちいちゃんたちは目が覚めました。さあ急いで、お母さんの声。外に出るともう赤い火があちこちに上がっていましたけれど、たくさんの人に追い抜かれたり、ぶつかったり追い抜かれたり。ちいちゃんはお母さんとはぐれました。お母ちゃん、お母ちゃん。ちいちゃんは一人ぼっちになりました。ちいちゃんはたくさんの人たちの中で眠りました。朝になりました。町の様子はすっかり変わっています。あちこち煙が残っています。どこがうちなのか。家は焼け落ちてなくなっていました。その夜、ちいちゃんは雑能の中に入れてある干し芋を少し食べました。そして壊れかかった黒い防空壕の中で眠りました。お母ちゃんとお兄ちゃんはきっと帰ってくるよ。曇った朝が来て、昼が過ぎ、また暗い夜が来ました。ちいちゃんは雑能の中の干し芋をまた少しかじりました。そして壊れかけた防空壕の中で眠りました。明るい光が顔に当たって目が覚めました。眩しいな。ちいちゃんは暑いような寒いような気がしました。ひどく喉が渇いています。いつの間にか太陽は高く上がっていました。その時、影 影送りのよくできそうな空だなぁ、というお父さんの声が青い空から降ってきました。ねえ、今みんなでやってみましょうよ、というお母さんの声も青い空から降ってきました。ちいちゃんはふらふらする足を踏みしめて立ち上がると、たった一つの影帽子を見つめながら数え出しました。1つ、2つ、3つ。いつの間にかお父さんの低い声が重なって聞こえ出しました。4つ、5つ、6つ。お母さんの高い声もそれに重なって聞こえ出しました。7つ、8つ、9つ。お兄ちゃんの笑いそうな声も重なってきました。と、ちいちゃんが空を見上げると、青い空にくっきりと白い影が4つ。お父ちゃん、ちいちゃんは呼びました。お母ちゃん、お兄ちゃん。その時、体がスーッと透き通って空に吸い込まれていくのが分かりました。一面の空の色、ちいちゃんは空色の花畑の中に立っていました。見回しても見回しても花畑。
She first learned about the game called Kageokuri from her dad. The day before her father's deployment to war, Chi's dad took Chi with her brother and her mother to visit the ancestral graves. On the way, he looked up at the blue sky and muttered, "This is the perfect sky for doing Kageokuri." "Kageokuri?" repeated Chi's brother. "What's Kageokuri?" asked Chi. "Well, you stare at a shadow for a while, you count to 10, and then look in the sky. You'll find that the shape of the shadow that you've been looking at is projected in the sky before your very eyes," explained the dad. "Your mum and I used to play when we were kids." The mother interjected, "Hey, why don't we all try it now?" With that, the four joined hands, with Chi and his brother on the inside, and everyone stared down at their shadows. "Don't blink," said the mother. "We won't," replied the children. 1, 2, 3, said the father. 4, 5, 6, joined in the mother. 7, 8, 9, chimed in Chi and her brother. 10. The family turned their eyes to the sky and saw 4 white shapes projected there. "Wow," said Chi's brother. "Wow," said Chi. "Well, that will be today's commemoration photo," said the father. The next day, sent off by the waving of the rising sun flags, and with a white cord strung diagonally across his body, the father boarded a train. Chi's ears were close enough to hear her mother say, "I can't believe even my weak husband now has to go and fight." Chi and her brother came to play Kageokuri regularly. They played Kageokuri as they sent their father off, swinging their arms in the sky, exclaiming, "Banzai!" One night, in early summer, Chi's household was awoken by an air raid siren. "It's time to move," Chi heard her mother's voice. Outside, many red flames were already rising in the night sky. Chi's mum took Chi and her brother's hands and ran. But Chi was overtaken by others running, bumping into her and overtaking her once again. She was separated from her mother. "Mum, Mum," she yelled. Chi was alone. That night, she slept amongst a crowd of strangers. Morning came. The appearance of the town had changed completely. Smoke lingered here and there. Where is home? The house was fallen and gone. That night, Chi ate a little bit of dried rice from a duffel bag. She slept in a dark air raid shelter. "I'm sure my mum and brother will come back." The cloudy morning came, the day went by, and the night came. Chi took a few bites of her dried rice and once again slept in the broken air raid shelter. She awoke to a bright light on her face. "It's so bright." Chi felt a strange combination of hot and cold. Her throat was badly parched. Somehow, the sun had risen high in the sky. At that moment, she heard her father's voice from somewhere above her, as if he was calling to her from the sky. This is the perfect sky for doing kagiokuri. Why don't we do it all together? Joining her mother's voice from the sky too. Chi stood up with shaky legs and started counting, staring at a single shadow. 1, 2, 3, 4. Before she knew it, she could hear her father's low voice joining in. 4, 5, 6. Next, the higher voice of her mother joined in. 7, 8, 9. The soft voice of her brother joined in too. 10. Chi looked to the sky. She saw there 4 distinct white shadows outlined above her. Dad, she cried. Mum, brother. In that second, she found that her body was becoming see-through, as if it was being absorbed in the sky. Everything was the colour of the sky. She stood in a flower garden, the colour of sky. Round and around, all she could see was flowers. Thanks for listening today. If you'd like to get a transcript of this text, you can go to japaniscope.com and click on the link for language. And you can find that there, as well as a bunch of other reading practice texts that you can follow along with. Thank you.